So after the simulation, how the car is in real?
It's okay. We didn't do really that many runs today. We had quite a lot of programs to get through. So I was really doing what a test driver would do, is just going around. They'll say, go out and do this test, that test, and we did that all day generally. So the car feels good. It's positive. Definitely. My initial thought was it was a good step last year, so I was quite happy with it.
Did you get to try any of the new toys?
Only cars at the end of the day.
Yeah. Not such a new toy then.
Sorry?
Not such a new toy then, I suppose.
No. So exactly the same. I literally did. I only used it the last three laps, two or three laps we did as going past the red light. So, but it feels exactly the same as it did in 2009.
You're still feeling good about the fact that you've got one of the most radical looking cars on the grid, it seems, for next year. You've really continued to really kind of push the envelope, I suppose.
I can't really say too much, to be honest. You know, anything exciting to say. Mm-hmm. I've literally been in the car today, it looks fantastic, as I said in the last time I saw you, and I really haven't. We didn't do enough today, and we didn't do any setup tests. We didn't go out and use all the rear wing, the curves. We haven't used all those together. So, you know, I've tried different bits of the puzzle, but I haven't tried it all together. So, I'm looking forward to the next test. Hopefully, Jensen will learn more tomorrow. But it's been positive in the sense that we've got through all the programs that we wanted to.
What are the sensations when you sit for the very first time in a brand new car? What are you looking at? How does it feel from the inside?
It looks exactly the same inside, generally. But yeah, it's a new partnership, a new sensation, because you know, I think I've been here 5 years, whatever it is, and it's crazy to think. I remember the first time I got in the Formula One car, the excitement I had then. I still have that excitement now, you know, when I walk alongside it and I look at all the different things, the detail, see how it's been put together, and know that that's my baby, you know, that's what I'm about to go out and try and tame. It's still the coolest job and the coolest thing ever, so.
Will you get a proper run in this car later in the test?
I'll be testing on Saturday, so.
And will you be able to try it all and really go for it then? You still won't be doing these early rolls.
I hope so, yeah. Yeah, it's just every first day of a car is as it was today, so. But it was positive for us, so. But I think Jensen will do some more of those runs probably tomorrow morning, and then hopefully we'll be able to get on with some good testing, and then I'll get to hopefully have an even better day on Saturday.
What about the curves? The curves back?
What about it?
It's how it works. Last time the curves come, it not works so very well.
No, we had a fantastic curves in 2000. We had the best curves, and still is.
Sure. On track, we see a lot of small mistakes at the braking. How do you explain? Are the car more difficult to...
Today?
Yeah. A lot of petrol went into the gravel and a lot of wheels locking. Is it the car more unstable on the braking? Or?
No, I think our car is more stable.
Yeah, yours is.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think when you're getting used to curves, it's finding the brake balance. It's not easy. You have the curves charging, then you have... You know, the DBB or whatever they use, and trying to find the correct balance with also the downshift engine braking. It's a real mixture, and especially as we have now you still have a blown diffuser. It's really trying to balance all of that, those aspects of it. It's not easy.
You have everybody had messages of support for Robert on the cars today. Can I just ask you about outside practices? Have you ever done anything? Are you ever tempted to do anything? Are you less likely to do anything outside of Formula One, rallying, anything like that? Have you ever thought about it? Is it less likely to happen now as a result of what's happened?
What's happened hasn't affected me in the sense of my decision making what I do outside. We're all, I think, responsible drivers, and I think we all have a love for what we do, and so of course. You have a break, and in that break you want to sometimes do exciting things. When you go mountain biking, it's exciting. When you go water skiing, it's exciting. When you do certain activities, it's great. I don't have any plans at the moment to do any rallying. I have incredible respect for the people that do it. I think it's incredibly insane the speeds they do around the ropes. but that's probably for another part of my life, maybe.
What would you say that you do outside of Formula One? Well, it's probably not as perilous as Formula One, but that could be described as perilous. Do you do anything?
Well, if I did, I wouldn't tell you, would I?
would you tell them, I suppose? That's more of a question.
I wouldn't say.
This is the most perilous part of the job.
But looking at what's happened with Robert, you're a breed apart, aren't you? So it's not going to change people's Formula One drivers' mindsets when it comes to going and doing things that maybe the normal people wouldn't fancy doing.
I don't know how it's going to affect other people's minds. I do what I do to prepare myself for the Grand Prix season the way I do it.
You charge up mountains though, and things like that. You don't jump in the rally car.
Look, you know, everyone could walk out there and trip over a plant and break your ankle. You know, it's just the way life is. You just have to be as careful as you can whilst enjoying things. What I try to do.
Last question, guys.
Is it possible at all to compare last year's cars with this year's car? Because obviously the new tyres, different tyres, the downforce is different because of the cut diffuser, and the weight distribution is different because it's mandatory now. Is it possible at all to compare the emotion from last year to this year?
It is, because I drove it last week, so we drove the car last week, and we had very low downforce last week. As I said, I was happy with how it felt today. It was definitely a step forward. Whether that's aero, whether that's mechanical, I haven't yet identified exactly which part it is, but it's a good thing that it feels good initially. My initial response was that it felt quite comfortable to drive, and there's certain areas that I noticed particularly that were quite a good improvement on last year. So we still have work to do. It's still very early days.
Thank you, guys.